Okay. Good. So we're on Yud Chesamid. Yud Chesamid Beis, excuse me. So we were talking again about the anomalies yesterday in terms of Rav and Shmuel. So the literally the top line of Yud Chesamid Beis, Tani Kavasi the Rav, Edim Shen Yodim Lachtom, they can't sign. Mekarim Lem Niyar Chalak, so you tear up a piece of paper. Malim Mesakram Dio, and they could fill it up with things. Some of the Shem Liyav, and the Edvar Mamir, Begitei Nashim, Abba Vishachuri Abad, and Mishar Kol Ashtaros, If you don't like us, we'll act on Chosmin, we'll love in Chosmin. So Kriya Mandal Char Shemei, Chesur Emachsar, Bach Ketani, Edim Shein Yodin Likros, Korin Lifneim, Bechosmin, Vishein Yodin Lichtam, Amr Shem Gom Liyal, Bamedvar Mamurim, Begitei Nashim, Abba Shechuri Abadim, Shark La Shtaros, Im Yodin Likros, we'll act on Chosmin, we'll love in Chosmin. So Rishin Gom Liyal says that this heter is only with respect to Gitei Nashim, and I'm sure everybody here can guess why. But the Gemara is going to say it explicitly. Amar Blazer, my time to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Shelo Yehibnos Yisrael, Agunos. Right? Amar Rabba, Alacha, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Gamdim, Yishmei, the Rabba, Marein Halacha, Elakaman, Kirabanan, Vahawa, the Avid Uvda, Bishar Staros, Vinagdi, Rav Kahana. Right? That Rav Kahana beat this person with other stars, so Tirgama Akriya. So we have to say that this was a situation where they weren't able to read it, but, you know, they were able to give a signature. In any event, we do Paskin like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So let me just make the first point for the day. Please make a note. Point number one is that one of the aspects of the kulos of aguna is that even if you have people who aren't literate, right, and you can read the star in front of them and they can, you know, sign their, not their name, they can't really write, but they could fill it up with ink, they could make their mark, so that that is acceptable. And why? Because we have the witnesses here now and we want to make sure that she's not entrapped, right? We don't want them to get stuck in the position of Aguna. It's not going to work for any of their staros. So I thought it would be a wonderful opportunity. In Shul now we're learning Hilchos Tzedakah. So my wife's great-grandfather was an immigrant on her father's side. Her father's father's father did not know how to read or write in English, but he became a very successful businessman here in America without any literacy and a huge Baal Tzedakah. He really was one of the Rav's biggest supporters and helped fund Maimonides and left much of his estate to Maimonides. A big, big, big Baal Tzedakah. Very, very close with the Rav in the early years. And he was such an honorable man that even though he couldn't read and write, when he would go to the bank, Ken, they would literally let him sign on, if he wanted to borrow money for whatever purposes, by making an X. They accepted his mark, you know, make an X as a legitimate chasima, as a legitimate signature, because they knew that even though this guy couldn't, you know, they didn't do any financial stress test, they didn't, you know, whatever, they had worked with him for long enough to know that his word was his bond, and it was. The man would sooner die than violate, you know, a commitment that he made to people. It's an amazing thing. It's such a different time, right? It takes you back to an America of the, you know, early 1950s, and actually, you know, even a little bit before that as well. A remarkable story. So anyway, we only accept this kula as far as Gitei Nashim in Halacha, because Shaloyu Bnos Yisrael Agunos. Okay. So, Rabbi Yehuda, when he was elderly in Babel, Mitzdar, Kari Vechasim. So, it was hard for him to read, but he would put himself through a lot to read and then sign on to a star. So, I'm like, Ula, Lotzriches, there are Belazar, Mara, there, it's Israel, Karu, Kame Vechasim. So, Rabbi Lazar is also, he's the Gadol Ador in Eretz Israel, and he doesn't insist on reading it himself. It's read to him, and he signs. With Nachman, Karu, Kame, Safre, Dayani, Vechasim, Adapker of Nachman. With Nachman, it was Chasan, Deve, Nisiyah. So again, he was telling Rabbi Yehuda, you don't have to put yourself through this stress. Or Papa, Kabuasi, Lakame, Shtara, Parsa, David, Beraka, Shalkusim, Mikri, Lahu, Lishnekusim, Zel, Shalobif, Neze, Vimesia, Chofituma, Magbi, Ben Mishabdi. So this is the second major principle for the day, which is called Mesia Chofituma. That generally speaking, in Halacha, non-Jews are not granted credibility, Ne'emanos, but if they simply Mesia Chofituma, they're not giving formal edus, but we ask them informally, you know, what's in this shtar, so they can, you know, share that information without being in the presence of each other. And that shtar is operative even to collect from nechasim mishua abadim, that is to say, from lekuchos, from third parties who had done business with the debtor after the loan. So Rav Ashi amri Rav Huna bar Nasan hachi amar meimar hashtar persa dechasim alei sade Yisrael magbina me mishabdi v'holu yadi lemikri. But if they can't read it, how could they possibly know what's in the document? So you say b'diyadi, they know how to read this foreign language. V'ayinu miksav shenu yachol lehizdaif, we need the ksav to be permanent, v'leka. Gemara says b'dafitza, and you made the ksav permanent. V'abina tzarech lachzor minyanu shoshar b'shita achrona v'leka b'demahadir, as we saw before, that all these things are made taken care of. Elamai kamashvan decholashon kasher. So tanina getcha kasvu ivris v'eidav yivanis, yivanis v'eidav ivris kasher. So miahiyav amina hanimili begitten. Again, avol b'shtaro slo kamashvan. I would have thought that that's unique to gitei nashim, because we don't want to create problems for agunos. So amr shmuel nasam la yinir chalak, a plain piece of paper, but amr lahareza gitech migrashes. So chayshina and shema me milin kasva. We have to be concerned that it was written legitimately. So meisvei areza gitech gives her the get, and then he takes it from her and tolaso vizirakta liyam laor lechol davar oven and destroys it. V'chazur v'amr shtar pasim hu shtar amanahu migrashes. So v'lo kol imenu laosra. He can no longer consider her to be his wife. The time of the ksav, that's only because the ksiva is still there. Halak ksav lo. The Gemara says ki kamer Shmuel debadkinan lebimaya benara. They had some assay that they used to do scientifically. Palid vilo palid lav klumhu. Right. So, and it was a way of assessing whether or not there had been letters there. Bichli palid mahi havi hashto de palid. So maybe we could say it wasn't really there at the time. So Shmuel nami chayshinan kamar. So we say that Shmuel says that we have to be choshesh. It's a suffix. Gerushin. Amar Ravina, Amar Li Amemar Hachi, Amar Memar Shved Rav Dimi, Hani Beit Trei Diyayiv Gita Kamayu Tzrichi LeMikrayu. Okay, so the two individuals, the get was written in front of them, so you have to at least read them. So Meisvei Hareza Gitei Chuntulasu Zerak Toliyam Ola'or L'chol Dabra Avad V'chazav Ramar Shtar Pasim Hu Shtar Amanahu. And then he later claims that it was a fraudulent document, it was just written for ancillary purposes. Migurashas lo koli menu la osra. V'yamar tzrichel mikrae basar dekri ami matzi amr la'achi. So we don't understand. If he actually asked to read it out loud, how could he later claim that it wasn't really a shtar gerishin, that it was some kind of a fraudulent document? A shtar amana means something that hasn't happened yet, or a shtar pasim means just something that you write for public opinion purposes. So lo tzricha de baser de kayu ayle de veyade ve'afke ma de sema chilufei chalfei kamash mulan. So we're talking about a situation where the husband was able to take possession after the fact, and the concern was that he would have switched up the documents. So gavra de zarla gita le tvisu the levene dani. Somebody throws a get at his wife, lands amongst barrels. Ashtachich mezuzasa. You find the mezuzasa. So Rav Nachman mezuzasa ben dani lo shchicha v'hani vile deshkachi chada vol beis gimel. So again, if you find only one document, the mezuzah, so fine. But you're not going to consider there to have been a get. But if you find two or three documents, you could say that an achbar maybe took, a mouse came along, learning psachim, and took the get away. Etc. So a guy goes into shul, takes out a Sefer Torah, hands it to his wife. It's a controversy of women holding a Sefer Torah, the Truma Sadeshan. Not our topic for now. Fine. And he says, this is your get. So right, the section of the Shtar Gerushit is written in the Torah in Parshas Ki Tzeis. So Rav Yosef, we know that Meimilin can't be written on top of other Meimilin. It's not like you're going to write on top of the Sefer Torah. Right, this wasn't written for the sake of divorce. It's a sefer Torah. You say that, you know, when the sofer wrote the sefer Torah, he had this in mind. Obviously, in the sefer Torah, it's not going to include things like names and places. Rav Yosef might come Ashvalan Shein Meimilin Al Gabe Meimilin. So it must just be that he's teaching us the halacha of no Meimilin on top of other Meimilin. Okay, it's just, sharing that piece of information that we don't have to worry that you would write this over and on top of the Sefer Torah. Good. So Amrav Chista get Shekasva Shalolishma So it was written improperly, and then you write over the letters lishma. So bana lachokis Rabbi Yehuda Rabban Tanya Reisha Yitzrech Lichtov Etz Hashem. Person's writing the Sefer Torah. V'nitzkavin Lichtov Yehuda, and he adds in an extra dalet. V'tav lo hitil bo dalet. Right, and thankfully he actually doesn't write the dalet. So he just writes yud then hey then vav then hey. But it wasn't lishma. Ma'aver lav kumlos mekadsho. So you could do it again. L'shem Sefer Torah. So Divrei Rabbi Yehuda Chamilori na shem inam bovchar. This is not ideal. Is it Ma'akev B'diavad? It's hard to tell from the Gemara, but it's certainly not ideal. So Rabbi Achav Yaakov Dom Malo, he had kan lo kamer abadim hasam nemin zekei livyan veyu. That's a special din by Sefer Torah. V'lakav l'hachalo. So remember, this is the third major point for the day, that just like yesterday, we created a distinction between ksiva le'inyin Shabbos and ksiva le'inyin, you know, gittin. So here have a distinction between ksiva le'inyin gittin and ksiva le'inyin Sefer Torah. When it comes to Sefer Torah, everything has to be done the Shema right off the bat. Maybe by gittin, we can come in and fill that in later. So Amar Rav Chisda Yechol Olam V'Flesinu L'Chuli Shtari Da'alma. I can destroy every get in the world. Some of the Rav of my time, because she pays the sofer, that's a takana, that she should pay the sofer to write up the get. That's one of her expenses in the process, right? Because she's now going to be set free. So, maybe we could soon consider the ksiva to be hers. So, maybe the rabbis really transferred ownership of the get to him. Hefker best and hefker. Let me show you the ksiva. And I'm going to that he would try to take down if he wanted to, not that he would want to, but he could try to invalidate all of the get in the world because there has to be a nesina. For there to be a nesina, there has to be a transfer of an object of worth. And Daniel, what do we know? That if you write a get on an isser hana, something which is asir behana has no worth altogether. So kufa shalchu misam, they send kasol isuri hana kasher, okay? He wrote it on the Yisuri Hanah, it's L'Kashar Ravashi, Avana Nami Tanina Al-Hala Shal Zayis, right, Dilma Shani Allah Shal Zayis, the Chazi leads Drufe, could add on. So Tanya Rabbi Omer, Kasol Yisuri Hanah Kasher, Navak Levi Darsha Mishmei de Rabbi, Velo Kalsua, Mishmei de Rabbin, Velo Kalsua, Amma Hilchasa Kabase. So when Levi, was one of the Talmidim, Rabbi Yudu Anasi presented this, in public, people didn't get that excited, but he presented it in the name not only of Rebbe, but of the majority, so then all of a sudden people could sign on. So again, that would be another critical point for the day. So make a note of that as the fourth point, Yisuri Hana, that she doesn't have to benefit from something that's actually worth something. When we talk about Vinasan, it's not like Kiddushin in that sense, where there has to be something which is formally Shavaprut, it could even be Yisuri Hana. Tad Rabban V'chasa V'lo Chakak, not engraving the name of the Chakik Alav Ksila, here Minu. It works by Evan. A woman's head covering. It depends whether the engraving is internal or external. The tuchos lo, I think it's the toch language of internal. Or minolo yakasvo shokel abolad, if it wasn't engraved but it was coming out, kedinare zav. Adinare zav tochos hein. Dinari Zahav, right, golden coins have internal engravements. Dinari Zahav, Veloki Dinari Zahav. Dinari Zahav, Dibolate, where the writing comes out. Veloki Dinari Zahav, Diluhasam Tochos, there it's internal. Hacha Yerechos, there would be external. Some of the Rabbin of the Ravashi, Rushma, when you're writing, let's say, the Tzitz, Mechrat Scharitz, you make a groove, O Kinufe Machnef. Amalei Mechrat Scharitz, says you make a groove. So, Esve Lohay Kaso Shokea, that it's not really like a groove. It doesn't go down into the tzitz, right, where it says Kodesh Lashem. It actually comes out on the other side, on the bolate. So we answer again, Kedinari Zav, Visal Gedaitach Mitchrat Tzcharetz, if you'll assume that it's like a groove, top of Chaf Amit Beis. So, Habayin and Mechta Velaka. The Gemara answer is Kedinari Zav, Velo Kedinari Zav. Kedinari Zav, the bolate, right, the writing comes out, it protrudes. Velo Kedinari Zav, the Iluhasa Migavai. V'hacha me'avrai. There, it's on the outside. Here, it's on the inside. Okay, so by many Rabbi Meir Nachman, Kasav get al tashel zav. Let's say he writes her again on a foil of gold. V'amr lo hiskav v'gitech v'hiskav v'ksubas eichmau. So amr lo hei, niskav v'gita v'niskav v'ksubas. It works. Esfe, hiskav v'gitech v'hasha'ar l'ksubas eich, right? That one document here is your get, and then like later on in the page, it says the rest is my, that I'm committing myself to pay off your ksuba. So niskav gita v'ashar l'ksubasa. So time adik v'shar. because he specifically said that word, halakha sha'ar lo. So if he hadn't said that word, no, because the whole thing should be a get. So huadin avagav de lekha sha'ar, lakamashmal avagav de ikha sha'ar, om amrla, I amrla in, ilo amrla lo. So my time, avira de migulasa, but you would have just said that it's considered to be the hemsheikh of the get. So it has to be explicitly stated that it actually is for purposes of the ksuba payment and his commitment to that, right? Because upon delivery of the divorce document, that's when she's entitled to her ksuba payment. So, by the way, Papa ben Shifla Shita ben Teba Teba Mai, right? Let's say he wants to hold on the paper. Eno Migureshes, because it's not like a real transfer. Almanasha Taksri Liasani Arizo Migureshes. So by your papa bin shita lashita bin teva teva mai. So let's say he wants to hold on to the space on the paper between the lines. So take with the Gemara to know how to answer. So lo tzricha de meura. So let's talk, he says we're talking about a case where one line of letters goes directly down to the next line of letters, so it's not multiple svarim. So by your chama, hayu machzakin be'evet shehu shalom v'get kasev al yado v'eret yotzi v'tachas yado ma'u. If it's writing that's on an Eved, it may or may not be that he transferred this Eved to the woman, but you have a different problem, because if you write something on somebody's hand, you could just easily erase it. It's not the standard of writing on Gittin. Right, the Mishnah already said, Al Yachel Eved. So Mishnah Masnisin, the Rabbi Lokashia Be'edi Misira, right? Ula Rabbi Lazar. Right, Rabbi Lazar says, "Eidim misira akarti." So as long as there are eidim that witnessed it, so it wouldn't be such a problem. Ela l'rami rechama kasha. So we answer l'rami rechama nami lo kasha b'ksovas kaka. Right, that you can't say it's a ksav sheyachlis daif because let's say it's tattooed onto the eved. Right, that there is this get. Okay, very fascinating. Asha s'lachim masnisa nami lo zikshi b'ksovas kaka. Okay, so once you're willing to say this. So you can say that there's no difficulty altogether. So my havi Allah, what's the psak? Tashma the Mish Lakish Hagodros Eilem Chazaka, that small animals are not subject to a chazaka because they wander around. So to hear by the Eved, you know, if he gave the Eved to her, you never really know, because maybe the Eved actually wanders. So by Ram Berchama Yumukzakin Bitavla Shishala, right, there's some kind of a writing board which is hers, Veget Kasavalah, Bare Yotzi Vitachas Yado Mao. That she gave it to for purposes of giving her get, or maybe she didn't realize she had to do that. Right, the rabbi is allowed such a thing. Don't we have to have the sefer makna? We say that the Zakenim actually, or this Zaken from the Kfar in Yerushalayim, right, used to write this up at Ksav Yado, and then he would be Makna to the other. So I'm Rava, my Kosha. How can you bring a proof from there? Dilma, Zaken Shani, the Yadaliknuye, right, that he has, he's a very knowledgeable person, so he knows that he has to be Makna the Shtar to them. So again, just to review the four critical points that I wanted to mention today, when it comes to the difference between Gittin and all other shtaros, we pass in like Rabbi Shingam Liel that will have leniencies in terms of marking the spot for the chasimas ha'edim. The second point that we talked about is that non-Jews specifically have ne'emanos b'meisiach lefituma, not when they're testifying in a formal sense, but when, on the contrary, they're just speaking, so to speak, innocently for those purposes. Number three, just like yesterday, we were mechalik between ksiva le'inyan Shabbos and ksiva le'inyan Gittin. So here too, we were mechalik between ksiva le'inyan Sefer Torah, where we have a special halacha of zakeli v'anveyu versus ksiva as far as a Gittin are concerned. And then number four, and finally, we saw that even though there is a din of nesina by Gittin, it's not like kiddushim where you actually have to have a shavah pruta here. It can be on an Isra Hana where there's no value altogether. So you need a Maisa Nesina, but it's not as if she has to walk away with a specific object that has its own intrinsic value. We don't associate any meaning with that. It's just that he has to be able to give her something for these purposes. Okay, so those are the four major points that I wanted to get across today. And with Hashem's help, we'll pick it up tomorrow on the top of Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph.
Thanks, Rabbi Friedman.
A wonderful day.